communicative, right? They like to communicate. They like to express their life. But if you really want to get referrals through social media, put your life out there. And again, if you want to go to my profile and look, this is just a good example. I'll go down on some of these here in just a sec. Also, include professional life posts. So, if you're a publisher, do you have an office? Okay, in your office, what's something that you do? Just like, is there a copier there? Okay, so like a professional life photo would be you doing something in that office so that you can say, oh, I'm at the copier again, blah, 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 you know, doing this publishing thing, right? And so people know this is what you do for a living. They start to understand what you do professionally. And that's super important. But you don't come right out and tell them, I'm a publisher and I want your referral, right? That's not how Facebook works. But when you include professional life photos and things like that, they get to understand what you do. No politics or religious posts. I'm so glad David Long is not here. I got a friend. We have a mutual friend, me and Howard. And if you're watching this, Dave, you know what I mean. He is, do you know that guy who constantly does a stream of political posts, right? Because they're either a total right wing or total left wing, and all they got to talk about in their life is politics, right? That's not what you want to do. Or you're, you know, super extreme religious person, and that's all you put on there. Don't do that, okay? People really don't, that's a turnoff for people, right? I do put some religious stuff on there, but it's, you know, it's not all the time, right? It's part of my life, but it's not all the time. No negative posts or comments on other posts. Okay, this is one of the most important rules that I learned in building a network on Facebook, people who like me. And it's this. You are going to go and you're going to participate and you're going to see stuff that you do not agree with from your friends. I guarantee you, your first scroll down, you're going to see something you don't agree with from your friends. Resist the urge to comment on that. Do not comment on something you do not agree with. Hey, if you don't agree on something, go post it on your own timeline, right? If you want to rant, put it on your own timeline. A rant every now and then is okay, right? Because that's showing your personality. But, man, I used to do this. Because as my wife knows, where is my wife? Honey? There you are. I'm a very opinionated person, am I not? She's like, oh yeah, you are. I'm a super opinionated person. And I used to go put all my opinions out everywhere, right? And my friends started arguing with me. Like, are you going to develop a good relationship when you're arguing with your friend? No. So if you don't agree with something, don't say anything. All right? Just let that guy have their opinion. Let your friend believe how they want to believe. Don't think you got to change it. Hey, I guarantee you, whatever you post on there is not going to change their thinking. Like 10 out of 10 times, it's not going to change their thinking. So why do it? Just don't do it, all right? You're there to create a positive persona about yourself. Now you're going to say, well, you're one of those fake Facebook people. No, I just show all the good things that are happening in my life. Right? That doesn't make me a fake Facebook person. All right. Post 4 to 5 times a day. And you're going to go, how am I going to post 4 to 5 times a day?
What's your name, Bob?
My phone. Right here. Oh, that's not my phone. I think that's Santi.
Where's my phone? Did I bring my phone today?
All right. I don't care whose phone this is. This is pro-